Hello, beautiful people. It's your girl, Jackie O, with Kink Unashamed. I swear to God, it's been like a while. And quick funny story, my homegirl walked up to me today. She was like, bitch, when are you going to record and post another episode? And I was like, girl, what you mean? She was like, sis, it's been over a month. And I was like, girl, no. Has it? She was like, I know it's been at least 4 weeks. And I was like, you might be right because I can't remember the last time I recorded. But I'm like, bitch, listen. She was like, I don't care about none of that. I need an episode. So I apologize for my absence. I am going to be extremely transparent for a very quick moment. I really felt like initially, like coming on and doing the podcast, it's not necessary for you all to know about my personal life and who I am and what the fuck I got going on. Like, it's none of your business. That's how I felt. But I feel like if we're going to be real and like really do this with each other, I need to give you a quick glimpse into what the fuck is going on with me so you know what a bitch got going on in real life. So about 6 months ago, I had a major loss, major tragic loss, and it rocked my whole shit. A few months into my grieving process, I decided to come and start doing the podcast. And I think I've said before that this was an outlet for me, and it really has been a great outlet for me. But I think what I did was I filled spaces with things, and I never addressed my feelings and my emotions and my true grief. So there are times where I almost want to call it a blackout, because when I think back to, there are literally months where I'm like, what the fuck did I do that month? And I literally cannot tell you what the hell I accomplished during an entire month. Most days I'm walking around like, what day is it? Like, I literally don't know what the fuck, what day of the week it is, let alone what day of the month. And I look at the fucking calendar, I'm like, it's the 13th. The fuck, how we got here? The first was just yesterday. So, like, for real, grief is a bitch. Grief is an old sick ass individual. I swear to God, grief has a fucking pulse, because the bitch shows up at the most inopportune times and just fucks your whole shit up. So grief has been kicking my ass, on top of depression, anxiety, finding out that, you know, for a long time I have self-medicated and never really addressed issues. And then when something tragic happens, of course, all of your emotional issues kind of amplify. And I finally took my ass to the doctor and got a prescription. So getting adjusted to that. And yeah, I mean, it was just a whole lot. A lot has happened in the last couple months. And I think that mental break or vacation was really just a matter of like shoveling my shit and like, bitch, let's make some piles of shit and we're gonna address them piece by piece, pile by pile. And I lost track of time. So I said all of that to say, how long did that take me? 3 goddamn minutes. I'm sorry, y'all. I said all of that to say that I don't even know what the fuck I just said. See, this is what happens when you do these things when you're drunk, because like, you say a whole bunch. I think I told y'all all my personal business. So I said all of that personal shit to say, I apologize for being away, but I'm back. I feel good. I have so much to talk about, bitch. I've been a whole hoe out here. You hear me? I've been serving up pussy to the left, to the right, to the side, bitch. I've been hoeing. Is that everything? I literally made like 2-second notes while my computer was loading. And it's all chicken scratch. So I did that. Oh, I did not address the fact that, bitch, I have been sick as fuck for the majority of the time I've been recording. And I come to you today as healthy as I have been in like 6 to 8 months. So it feels so good to be able to breathe and like not snotty and nasty and nasally. Like, hello. Say hello to Jackie O. This is me, girl. Remember I said y'all had never heard my real voice? This is it, girl. This is it. This is my Beyonce. My sultry voice. Yes, girl. She's back, bitch. I have missed y'all, and I have so much whole shit to tell you. So much whole shit. Like, should I just go for it? No, I'm not gonna go for it. I ain't done yet. So I'll tell you my personal business, bitch. And can we talk about Game of Thrones? I literally had like 2 weeks of, don't talk to me, don't look, don't, I swear to God. There were literally text message threads with the homies, with my coworkers, mixing up fucking threads and replying to the wrong ones. And let me tell y'all, Game of Thrones. I think Game of Thrones took a little piece of my soul. If I'm being honest, I think they took a little piece of my heart and my soul, because it was too much. And all these I was speculating my ass off. I had 1 million theories. And I'm sure the homies had everybody had theories. And that's what y'all gonna do? And I literally was so bad, y'all. I was literally replaying season 1 episodes. Like, bitch, let me make sure I didn't miss nothing. Let me look at, wait, what happened in that flashback in season 4 when Bran was in the cave with the first little Raven man? Oh, okay. Like, girl, fuck Game of Thrones. Fuck those producer, director dudes. They fucked us over. It was that bullshit. It was weak as fuck. I'm big mad. I play it cool, like I don't really care, but bitch, I was mad. And these three series or shows, spinoff things, prequels and other shits, bitch, y'all better make up for it. That's all I got. I ain't got no more on that fucking Game of Thrones bullshit. We can all agree that it was bullshit. And I apologize. I have been ranting for like another 3 minutes about nothing. Sorry. So yeah, Game of Thrones, that was also another reason for my hiatus, bitch. I was stressed. I literally, oh God, literally like the last, 2, 3 episodes, not even 5 minutes into the fucking episode, I'm having like miniature panic attacks. Like my heart rate, bitch, drunk as fuck. My heart rate is racing. And I was stressed, bitch. I was fucking stressed. I'm glad this shit is over. I'm mad at how it ended, but it was what it was. It was a good goddamn ride. Whatever. Moving right along. Okay. So I think the last time I talked to you, ladies and gentlemen, I had put my pussy on the shelf. I hadn't had dick for a couple months. Bitch, I done had some dick. I made up for lost time. Okay. I made up for lost time. And I don't even know, how do we get here? I think I was having conversations with guys on FET, and one of the guys was like, I would really love to see what your pussy looks like hairless. Yes, I am the girl who rocks the hairy kitty. I don't know if we've talked about it, but if we haven't talked about it, bitch, here we are. I rock the hairy kitty. I think we talked about this before. It was one of those things where SP, side piece, 14-year, you know, relationship thing guy. He was very adamant about me having, you know, hair down there. He liked the feel of it against his dick or whatever. So for the last 15 plus years, I have not shaved. I mean, I have a few like randomly or whatever, but I never shave. It's just not my thing. I'm a big bitch. First of all, I got a whole lot of pussy. I got a whole lot of belly. Bitch, I get dizzy when I have to hold my head down there for that long. I don't know. I feel like we've talked about this, so I apologize if I'm repeating myself. But anyway, ain't nobody got time for all that to be holding back all these folds. Like, I got a big pussy. I'm a big bitch with a big pussy. Ain't nobody got time to be trying to hold it to the left and then shave. Hold it to the right and then shave. Then ups and then downwards. And then I'm coarse as hell. I got, like, literally, it's like wolf pussy. Literally, how dare. Bitch, I just called my pussy a wolf pussy. Oh my God. I really just said that. See, this is what, blame it on the alcohol. I just called my. For the record, ladies and gentlemen, I have very good pussy, very tight pussy, very pretty pussy, very pink pussy. It's just a very hairy pussy. So the wolf pussy reference is due to the amount of hair down there. Not that I have like this big animal, nasty, gnarly vagina. Jesus Christ. Boy, I tell you, bitch might be a little dusty. I just call my pussy a wolf pussy in real life. And I'm really, y'all know I'm not going to edit this shit because ain't nobody got time for that. So yeah, anyway, moving right along. I am the girl who maintains a hairy vagina. I trim it. I keep it cute. But I don't do the bear pussy thing. Never been my shit. I'm too big for that shit. And the dudes I fuck with, again, like the hair. Like, literally wouldn't fuck me when I was shaving. Like, big mad. Like, you know better than to shave and da-da-da-da. So, like, in real life. So I decided to go and get a wax. So yeah, random guy from FET was like, I'd love to see what your pussy looks like, hairless, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bitch, I wonder. So I went to do my Googles, and my homegirl had told me before about sugaring, and that it's not as bad. She was like, girl, I swear, in comparison to waxing, it's really not that bad. And I was like, oh, whatever. This was years ago. Like, half listening, because again, I'm getting dick from a, you know, a dude who likes the hairy kitty. So whatever, girl, we good over here. Keep your little sugar. So booked an appointment. Literally, I think the guy said it like on a Wednesday, and I went the next day or 2 days later and got a wax. And let me tell you, that was pain in my soul. Oh, y'all, that hurt. That shit hurt so bad. Oh my God. Why does it hurt so bad? In my Whitney Houston voice, why does it hurt so bad? Oh, that lady was like, oh, can you, like, literally, you holding up, you laying back on this little, you know, massage table, whatever thing. And she's like, spread it wide and hold your pussy open. All right, here it goes. And the wax feels nice going on, but bitch, when she yanks that hair out, and I mean, they get in, like, I have a big, I don't know how everybody else's anatomy is built, but holding that to the side, and she getting in there where the wet spot sat, because there's little hairs in there too. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. It was painful as fuck, but I'm also a pain freak. So I also got a little bit aroused, but whatever. The shit hurt like hell. I ain't gonna lie to you. The shit hurts. But after the pain is, oh, I'm not done. After she just violated my vagina, getting all this hair out, and she was like a perfectionist, so you getting in the nooks and the crannies, she's like, oh, I can take my tweezers. I'm like, ma'am, if you put those tweezers anywhere near my pussy, like, it's going to be a whole ass problem. But she was so sweet and so cute, made the situation comfortable, because I'd never done anything like that before. So it was really cool. She was really, really funny, and kept it, you know, jovial. So sis says, okay, roll over. And I'm like, roll over for what? And she was like, roll over and spread your butt cheeks. And I'm like, spread my butt cheeks? Like, people don't say things like that to me unless they about to put something in, like, in my butt. So, like, where did this relationship just go, honey? Roll over and spread my butt cheeks? cavity search much? Like, no, ma'am. She was like, oh, I'm going to wax. She was like, this is a part of the wax. I'm like, my butt. She was like, yeah, inside your butt. And I'm like, and when I say inside, from the top of the crack down to where the holes meet, bitch. Ooh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I don't even know how to explain it. I would just say it was very uncomfortable and move the fuck on. So yeah, after, you know, I got over the violation of it all. A few hours later, calmed down. I think I took a nap. Girl, the moisture of the... Oh, my God. I felt like, in the way I explained it, I felt like a teenage boy who had just got his first hard on. I swear to God, like, I just wanted to touch my pussy all day long. I just want to keep my hands in my pants all day long. I swear to God, I was masturbating like, I was masturbating profusely after I got my wax done, because it was just like, it was so slick and slithery, and things was just like, ooh, girl, like, sitting down was an experience. Like, ooh, if you could see my stupid ass sitting here shimmying. Anyway, I ain't gonna lie, I enjoyed the shit, and I think I'm gonna keep it up. So, got the wax. And I couldn't help myself. I had to use it. It's like this beautiful, hairless, you know, marvel to the planet that hasn't been touched in months. Wet and dripping, just wanting a man. Girl, somebody finna do something with this hairless kitty. And I honestly do not remember who I fucked first. Is that bad? Oh, I think that's bad. That sounds bad, but it's been a long time and I have a lot of friends. So I think Cam, the dependable random Cam. I've told y'all about Cam. I don't know what the identifying traits about Cam are. Did I tell you about how I puked on his dick that one time when he was fucking my face? Or was that too much? Well, did I give y'all too much right there? See, I don't know. It's been so long since I've recorded. I'm really struggling to remember how intimate we had gotten and the things that we have or have not talked about. So, bitch, guess what? Here we are. And I apologize. I know that there are a few of you ladies and gents out there that are, some of the things I say may be just a little bit too much for you. And I apologize, but it's all true. It's all real. And there are so many more like me. So, yeah, Cam, I like Cam. Cam has nice dick. Cam is, yeah, I like Cam. So anyway, Cam got it first. Cam got it. Wasn't even 24 hours, supposed to wait for 24 hours, and I couldn't help myself. I had to use that thing, girl. But I did ask before I left. I was like, is the 24-hour thing like, is it like a health thing or just like a comfort thing? She was like, it's more about a comfort. Thanks. That's all. Don't say no more. Just, I'm okay with a little bit of pain, girl. We good. So I did see Cam that evening after I got my wax, and it was lit. It had been too long since I'd seen Cam. It was a very nice meeting. Pretty straightforward, pretty vanilla. Shit, I'm actually struggling to wrap my head around what happened that night. Anyway, I remember it was good. I think I have pictures. Nope, I'm lying, I don't. Nope, I don't have any. So yeah, Cam. I think it was a quickie, and I'm pretty sure it was good. I remember it being good, I just can't remember what happened because so many other things happened. Bitch, I'm about to drop a bomb on y'all. Like, I don't know if y'all ready for the shit I'm about to drop on y'all. Ooh, girl, I'm so geek right now. Y'all gonna fucking fall out. So, I think that after Cam, matter of fact, girl, roll up. We can be extra positive like a motherfucker right now. Let's go to these text messages because the text messages and the dates do not lie. So, I saw Master on the 28th. And I saw, I'm not going to say his name, on what day? Y'all going to fucking gag when I tell y'all who it was. Lord, where the hell is the message? I know. Hold on. That's right, because he recently messaged me trying to get some mo. So I smashed Cam right after I got the wax, and then within a few days, boys and girls, after two long years, I saw baby arm again. Listen, all 10 beautiful black shiny inches of baby arm, bitch. Listen, let me tell y'all a quick little story. Let me drink first. Let me tell y'all a quick story. Baby arm was literally my kryptonite. I think I talked about this in my first episode. He is the biggest dick I've ever seen. Had fucked. Making sure I'm doing a real quick check in my head. I'm gonna say he was the biggest. He is the biggest. And I love this man. He was literally an addiction for me. So, people that know me and knew our situation know how toxic it can be. And know how, for myself, how addictive it can be. So, when they hear me mention that name, ears perk up and eyes go to looking like, girl, you really finna go playing with that shit again? You really finna play with fire again? So funny story, true story. My grandma was like, yeah, I have a date. I'm gonna go see Benny. And she was like, Ben, I just keep saying that goddamn man's name. I don't really care. What he gonna do? He ain't gonna do shit. He don't care. He'll probably be happy as hell that I'm saying his goddamn name. Anyway, I'm gonna go see baby on. And she was like, you better not give him none. I was like, why would you say, like, nanny, why would you say such a thing? She was like, I don't need you falling in love with his ass again. I was like, nah, girl, you know me better than that. It's been a long time. It had been years. It has been like 10 years since we were like a couple and 2 years since the last time we smashed. I'm like, no, ma'am, never gonna happen, never gonna happen. And sure as shit, I fucked the life out of that man and left his ass sleep in the bed. Find you somebody else, honey. Baby arm. Okay, let me just say this. This is fucked up. I'm gonna say it anyway. There is something about the majority of men with huge penises. There is something about y'all. Y'all don't believe in easing your way in. You believe in banging out everything just straight away. And that's cute or whatever, but if I ain't had that much dick in like years, bro, can you foreplay the kitty a little bit? Just ease it in inch by inch and have a little fun along the way. Why you gotta go all 10 balls deep on the first stroke? Like, be nice. Play fair. That's not fair. I don't know. It's very annoying. It's very frustrating for me. It's like, grow up already. Love the kitty. Ease into the kitty. See, I am not the girl. I don't need your traditional foreplay. You don't have to kiss me from head to toe and suck on my nipples and play in my belly button and finger my... Like, you know... No. But you can, like, take the head of your dick and rub around the entrance of my kitty, and once it gets a little wet, then slide the head of your dick up to the clit and then rub the head of your dick around my clit. You know, talk. You gotta talk to me through this. I need to hear some dirty shit, like what you about to do to me, how good that pussy smells, how wet that pussy. Like, you have to get me in it, my dude. Get that thing so ready till it's dripping and just splash waterfalls, as Ludacris says. Whew. Girl, I'm salivating just think about it. So just ease your way into situations. And there are a few men on the roster that understand how to ease into the kitty and love and embrace the kitty. It's not about all that. Like, you don't have to eat my pussy and all that, kissing my feet and rubbing my, like, no, all that is not necessary. But you tease me and taunt, like, just play in the entrance of that hole and rub the head of your dick on my clit and go between the two for a little while talking nasty to me. Like, give me that for, like, I don't even, like, a minute. I don't even know what the timing is. Shit, just doing it one goddamn time is enough for me. I have to tell most men, is the right way to say that. You have to fuck my mind first. Like, if you want the experience, the Jessica experience, all my business, the Jackie O experience, I'm not gonna edit it, motherfuckers, I don't care. If you want the experience, you have to fuck my mind first. If your kink shit and your nasty shit ain't on the same level as mine is mentally, if you ain't got me going through the text messages, like, I should be so turned on and so ready for you by the time I get to you, all you have to do is dive in. But if that hasn't happened, you gotta do some talking to this kitty to get her going. Like, you gotta fuck my mind first. That's a big part of it for me. And that's why size is great, but it really doesn't matter. It's about how you use it and how you work that fucking pussy. Like, you got to work that pussy, but also getting in the head of the person you're fucking. And that's how I managed to make a whole ass baby with a whole 6-inch dick. Like, it was probably a little bit more than 6. It wasn't much more, bitch. It was beyond just the physical size and all that shit. Like, that man knew how to fuck, honey. Lord, that man could fuck. So, yeah. Baby arm. Conquer that dick again. I actually have a video, girl. I finally got a video to commemorate all that peen. I got photographic evidence of that eggplant. Like, whoo, girl. Masturbation material for the next 5-10 years, bitch. So yes, girl, I saw Baby Arm again, and it was a fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre again. I'm so sick of it. I'm so over it. I think if he eased his way into things, it wouldn't be so terrible. Like, it feels like having a goddamn baby again. Like, get out of there with all that meat. Jesus Christ. I got a fucking log of salami in my pussy or something. Like, what the hell? Oh, I don't know. And he been trying to hit it again, and I'm just like, whew, I don't know about all that. That's a lot. Mm-mm. That's too much. Mm-mm. I will turn down a big dick bitch. I'm sorry. I will. I know my limits. I know what I like. And I'm at the point in my life where I fuck when I want to fuck. And for the most part, when I fuck, I want to have a good goddamn time. And baby arm, for the most part, is not a good goddamn time. You know, there are moments like, you know, giving him head and riding and stuff like that where I can have fun and I'm in control. I can tease him and shit like that where I have a little bit of fun. But for the most part, it's getting pounded and beaten to smithereens. Like, no, 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 no. No, thank you. I'm so fucking drunk. I apologize for my antics. I feel like I'm all over the place. I'm probably talking a mile a minute. And I apologize. But, you know, this is what happens when I don't talk to you for 4 weeks or more. So, yeah, baby arm happened. And maybe 2 years from now, we'll see if it happens again. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I just whole ass burped on this microphone. I am so sorry. Excuse me, y'all. I tried to be ladylike with it and cover my mouth a little piece. So we talked about Cam. We talked about baby arm. So there's a guy that I met from Fed. And we have been talking virtually, like texting and messaging or whatever, for like a year now. Almost a year. I think like 10 months. And he lives in Atlanta. You know, he does well for himself. He's in business for himself. And, of course, I live in the southeast area somewhere. And he kind of comes in my area every now and then, and we've never been able to really connect. And I happen to be interested in connecting. And we, you know. So let me tell y'all a little story. Fett has taught me how dudes be straight catfishing with their dicks and their dick size. I didn't really think I was going to go there. Did I write this down? Okay. It's these interesting ass angles that they fucking take their pictures at. It's like, bruh, stop trying to play with me. Like, why the hell would you even take a picture from that angle? I know you're trying to hide something. So for the, you know, majority of the time that we've been talking, I've been side eyeing him like, how much dick do you really have? Like, it's annoying as fuck. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyway, I went into this situation at this point. Like, we've been talking for over 10 months. We've exchanged so much information. I've done my research. I'm comfortable. We've shared details with each other to make each other comfortable. So I'm like, you know what? I'll make time for the situation. We hooked up. So, you know, we meet up, chill, get a little litty. Lord, this man, what we gonna say he had? I don't even remember. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. It wasn't even enough dick for me to remember how big it was. I swear to God, I think maybe if I don't know. I don't want to shortchange, bro. Maybe 6. I don't know. I don't want to give him too much either, though. Anyway, it was a mouthful. Bitch, it was a mouthful. Barely fucking mouthful. Moving right along, it was wasting my goddamn time. So, we can just go ahead and talk about this shit. I don't understand why dudes feel the need to lie on their dicks or to take these photographs and do all this shit to make it look like their dick is bigger than what the fuck it really is. Like, own your shit. Own your shit. But then when I say that, it's like, fuck, I watch porn, right? I watch porn, whatever. And you see fucking the description or the title of the shit, big dick such and such does blah, blah, blah. Big white cock, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because typically I'm in like the rough sex category because that's my shit. You know, I like bondage and BDSM and rough sex. So I see something like that. I'm like, let me see big dicks. I'm all about seeing a big dick. I don't care what color it is. And then you open it up and it's like average Joe ass dick. So I'm like, since when is average Joe dick considered big white cock in porn? Y'all lying to these men out here. So that's why I'm over it. Sir, you know that 6 in your pants is not big.
in the grand scheme of things, on the fucking spectrum of dicks, you know that that handful, just barely a fucking handful, just barely peeking out over your goddamn palm, you know that ain't no big dick. Stop lying to yourself. I don't give a fuck if the porn is lying to you. I don't give a fuck if the bitch you paying to suck it is lying to you. It ain't big. So don't lie to a bitch like me who says I'm a big bitch who likes big dicks. That's the truth. That's the fucking truth. But I can appreciate an average dick with a, you know, a talented man attached to it. So whatever. Stop lying. Stop lying to yourselves. And you fucking amateur porn star, stop lying on your goddamn fucking videos on Pornhub and your fucking professional companies. I feel like the porn industry has gotten so fucking weak. And the dudes from like 10 plus years ago porn with these ridiculous bodies and these big ass dicks, what happened to them? Because the dudes I'm seeing now, ain't nobody got time. Why the hell am I gonna pay you for some shit like this? Hell, I don't even want to watch it for free. Little ass dick. I can find that down the street. Boy, move. That was really hateful, and I apologize. But I know what I like, and I do not appreciate liars. Sir, you know that ain't big. If you're average Joe, bitch, tell me you average Joe and you know how to fuck. Call it what it is, and then I decide if I want to play or not. Like, stop lying. Just fucking stop lying. How long we been talking, girl? 31 minutes? That ain't bad. We can keep talking. So what else? I have been really playing a lot on FET. A lot of FET conversations, meeting new guys. Let's talk about who we got, girl. Let's go. So the thing with FET is, at least for me, excuse me, is that I don't really like their like messaging piece because it's just there's a delay and all kind of other bullshit. But most people are like on Kick, K-I-K, I don't know how you say it. So that's where I'm going right this moment to look at messages. So this gentleman sent me a video of him jacking off. Y'all hear that? Oh, he decided to quietly come today. Okay. He's like 24. And this little boy wants to jack off all fucking day and wants me to watch all day and talk dirty to him all day so he can come on camera for me all day. I'm like, sir, take your ass to class. You little college student, take your ass to class while I'm trying to get some fucking work done. I can't. But this young man has so much peen. Jesus. You better do it. Lord. Is this inappropriate to record? I don't even know. Oh my God, I just did that. Girl, and I saw, oh my God. I'm a drunk ass. So this guy is actually really cute. I know we've talked about Dom Sub and Switch. And when he and I started talking with each other, I made the rookie mistake of not like going to his profile and actually reading through, you know, how he identifies, what he's into, what his kinks are, and blah, blah. So, you know, he identified with me in conversation early on as wanting to be dominant. So that's how our kind of dialogue was going back and forth. And then out of nowhere, he decides that he wants to be, you know, my submissive and call me mommy and be my baby. And I'm like, the hell? Lord, I'm probably all off. And this makes no sense to y'all, so I apologize. But long story short, again, with these virtual relationships, I don't even say relationships. That's the wrong word. Friendships. Because a lot of the time it's a matter of sharing experiences, you know, talking about, you know, our kinks openly with one another, the things that we're into, and you know, the reactions we've received from people that, you know, we've dated. And so, I mean, like, it's a friendship. And that's why I appreciate it. And then there are people you run into who are attractive or who find you attractive, who say, you know, the right kind of kinky shit you want to hear. And, you know, y'all swap videos, you know, pictures and things like that. And I'm sure a lot of you people probably had a reaction to that. Yes, girl, I send pictures of my parts to people. Go ahead. Judge me. I don't give a shit. It happens. We're grown. I am a grown-ass adult. And everybody's like, the government's watching. Guess what? If they want to look at my fat-ass pussy on their screen, hey, run me some fucking coins. Fuck out of here. I do not care. I decide to live my life the way I want to fucking live it. And if Big Brother wants to watch, have fucking fun. Like, for real. And I'm sure that people probably think I'm crazy, but I cannot live my... I have made a choice. I made a choice not to live my life in fear and to live my life fucking freely, because this shit is too goddamn short and I am not gonna walk around conforming to other motherfuckers' standards. I'm gonna live my life the way I want, and as long as I'm not hurting anyone or breaking any laws, bitch, move out of my way. So, I sexed, I send pictures, I send videos, I receive them, I enjoy receiving them. I consider them masturbation material. I will watch those before I watch porn. And it's nice for somebody to send me a video of them jacking off thinking about me, or with my picture in the background or whatever. Or telling me what they want to do to me and the things that are in their head about, you know, my body and my body parts while they're what. It don't mean nothing. It costs $0.00, but bitch, it helps me come. So whatever. And I don't know if everybody masturbates like I do. I am about that masturbation life. I don't have a man. I don't get regular peen. If I had a man living in my house with me, he would probably be tired of me. Because I like to... I don't know if we've ever been this intimate, but I like to come. It is a stress reliever for me. It's fun for me. And the more I do it, the longer it takes me, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because it's not so great when you're trying to get out the door in the morning and it wants to take 20 minutes. All right, girl, we got things to do. But I like to masturbate. It's a stress relief for me. I wish more women talked about it openly. Like, I love it. Bitch, y'all exercise and do yoga. I masturbate. I don't know what to tell you. It's my shit. And I have learned to embrace it, and I'm telling you, it's such a release for me. When you learn how to make yourself body rock and knocking the boots come, like your whole body is shaking and you're laying there quivering, when you learn how to make yourself do that by masturbating, girl, a man for what? Boy, move. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm always one man, but just saying, I can make myself do those things too. Got evidence to prove it. Just saying. Y'all are getting a whole ass full tonight, and I probably sound like a maniac, but I'm in a good. I'm actually in a good place at this very moment, and I really did miss y'all. So if I do sound crazy and like a maniac, it's because I'm excited. What else we got to talk about? We talked about sexting. I sexed. It is what it is. Like, girl, send your man. Randomly send your man a pussy pic. Just do it. Who gives a shit? Do it. Girl, why not? Go in the bathroom. You already in there pissing. Throw that leg up. Go in the handicap stall and throw that leg up on the fucking sink and take a pussy pic. Bloop. Send it to him. Think about you. Boop. Girl, watch your whole ass relationship change. Just saying. If your man is into booty play, if you're into booty play and you like anal, fucking put a butt plug in while you at work. Send a picture of that shit to him while you in the bathroom. I was about to tell y'all my business and I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to move right the fuck along. Anyway, throw that thing in there. Take a picture of your fucking bathroom. Send it to your boo. Take that thing out. Wrap it up. Put it in your pocketbook. Girl, it's all about creating the illusion and the thought, or wear that shit all day. I may or may not have worn one all day to work or to other places. I may or may not have slept with one in. I'm just saying, butt plugs can be fun if you find the right one at the right size that gives you the right amount of when you're sitting down. So, I mean, they have the vibrating ones. Butt plugs can be fun. They can be fun. Sometimes it's torture when someone tells you to put one in and they don't tell you to take it out for like a long period of time. That can be torturous, excuse me. But yeah, that can be fun. I will urge you to mix it up in your relationships. Especially as it pertains to sexting and text messaging, because I mean, it's so simple. And I know that that's not everybody's thing, but even if it's just a matter of sending some cleavage or just a random text message to say, I'm thinking about you, or I want your dick in my mouth. Like, why the fuck not? Why the hell not? You know, and I feel bad for people that don't. I am kind of a horn dog. I just said that was some country ass shit. A fucking horn dog. I'm a horny little bitch. I'm always horny. I'm always thinking about sex. I'm always wanting to smash. And I understand that not everybody is that way. But I don't think I've talked about this. I don't know. I don't really care. I have like a hormone imbalance situation where I have a little bit more testosterone than the average woman. So I have a higher sex drive than most women. So my sex drive is more aligned with that of a man than it is of a woman. So I don't really, you know how a woman feels as far as their sex drive is concerned most of the time. I know I'm wanting to fuck all the time. And if I'm only like a percentage of what men are, I'm like, they want to fuck constantly. If I want to fuck all the time, they never not want to fuck. Like, and I'm always thinking about fucking. Jesus. Ooh, y'all done got to know me so well. I hope I did not scare anybody away tonight, today, this evening, this afternoon, this morning, whatever time you're listening to this. But I'm actually in a good place and I'm hella excited to be back. I feel like I'm talking a mile a minute, but I've been on here for 41 minutes. So maybe I'm not talking that fast, or I am. Whatever. So yeah, we're talking about sexting. Do it. Like, just be naughty. Don't be afraid to be naughty. Don't be afraid to be kinky. And don't be afraid to ask your partner, like, is there something, you know, extra, you know, nasty or naughty or dirty you want to try? And be open. Even if it's something that, like, makes you go, oof. Think about the shit for a second. Unless it's, like, some of the other stuff. So I'm actually the other stuff. I literally keep just segueing accidentally into the next conversation piece. So while I was away, I encountered some of the dark sides of the kink world. And I don't know if I've mentioned these things before. Ooh, y'all, this is rough. Okay, so this is really difficult. This is really fucking difficult. So I'll go with the lesser of the evils. The one dark kink is rape play. And there are some extreme desires in that kink as far as the things that have been said to me. I think the reason why it's difficult to talk about these darker kinks is because they leave you questioning whether or not the person would cross that line and violate someone in real life, or is it possible for someone to have this as a fantasy in their head and it only be in their head? And that's... I'm telling you, this is a fucking struggle to even talk about, because I have very strong reactions to the idea of someone being raped. So yeah, I'm just going to stop talking about that and we're going to move the fuck on. and by moving the fuck on, I mean, we're going to wrap this week's episode, bitch, at this point it's like this month's episode. So I apologize for my, hiatus, but bitch, I'm back. I'm getting dick again, so I should have some content. And there's so much that I did not even talk about with y'all. But hopefully this was worthwhile. It was very last minute, and I let just time get away from me. You motherfuckers know how to reach me, kinkunashamed@gmail.com. And we're on Instagram @kinkunashamed. And I haven't posted on there as long as I have been away, but I will get back to it. Again, I love you all. I appreciate you all. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, any topics you want me to touch on, anything you want me to speak about,
don't hesitate to send me a DM, shoot me an email. I've even had, oh, bitch, I forgot really quick. I actually had somebody hit me up on the Kink Unashamed page and ask me for my FET profile. And I actually gave it to the motherfucker. I actually gave it to his ass. So if you are on FET and you'd like to know me a little bit more on FET, hit me up. Maybe, I mean, if you look like, you know, somebody I'd like to get to know, I might accept, you know, your invitation. Excuse me, I burped again. I'm drunk as hell. I apologize. It's been real. It's been fun. I love you. Thank you for fucking with me. And if you loved it, hated it, think I'm a fucking idiot, shoot me a fucking email or a DM and let me know. Until next time, stay kinky. Do something nasty. Send somebody a fucking dick pic, coochie pic, asshole pic, whatever kind of pic they're into. Some cleavage, some titties, some nipples. I actually can suck my nipples, you know, myself. It's pretty lit. So yeah, I know y'all wanted to know that. So you're welcome. Thanks. And until next time, stay kinky.